Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
As a parent, this next topic really hits home. Concussions. We see it a lot in the news. We read a lot about in the papers. And with youth sports, it's occurring a lot. Joining me today is Dr. Kim Busciano, a concussion specialist and a person who has personally seen and dealt with a lot of people who have been affected by concussions. Dr. Kim, how are you today?
Good, Jay. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining me. Dr. Kim, I personally in sports have had a concussion happen, and thankfully it was later on in life and they can implement the right things, but it scares me in youth athletics. It scares me because a lot of these coaches don't know. And before we go into that, could you give our little listeners a little insight, maybe Cliff Note version, exactly what is in a concussion and how does it occur?
Sure. Concussions can happen in a number of different ways. You could have a direct blow to the head, as in a contact sport like football, or you can have, in a non-contact sport, you could have you could fall a certain way, your head could jerk a certain way, which causes the brain inside your skull to hit into your skull, which causes shearing and tearing of certain fibers. So a lot of times people think you have to lose consciousness to have a concussion, but that's really not the case. In most concussions, I would say 90% of most diagnosed concussions are with no loss of consciousness. So that's one of the things that you really have to look for when the students are playing sports, is they may feel dazed and confused. And that's one of the first symptoms that they might see. And in the next week or two, you may see behavioral changes, cognitive changes, physical changes, emotional changes. And these are all things to look for to determine if someone does have a concussion.
Now, it seems, Dr. Kim, that they're more prevalent these days in youth sports. Is it just because we're more aware of them? Is it because the athletes are getting bigger, faster, and stronger? And even in the non-contact sports, like, say, cheerleading or gymnastics, are they going for higher extremes? Why is it that they're becoming more prevalent now than, say, when I was a child 30-plus years ago?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in the last 10 years, the reported concussions have doubled. Emergency room visits have doubled. And a lot of the research out there, it's still unknown why that's happening, but there's so much more awareness now of concussions. I think you hear a lot more in professional sports, a lot of concussions. It's all over the news. And I think people are more aware of what to look for now. So, parents are more aware of it. They hear it on the news. If their child comes home with a headache or, has hit their head in some shape or form, they'll look for these signs. And it's really important to be able to detect it right away so that the individual can get the treatment they need.
Now, with our focus on youth athletics, I don't want to go into professional athletics, but we hear a lot about them. We hear a lot of the professionals now actually retiring because it is something scary. What is a parent to do? I mean, my son's only 3. What is a parent to do if they feel that, first off, a lot of these athletic teams do not have athletic trainers. They don't have a doctor there standing on the sideline at practice. How is a parent knowing that the coach is educated enough to detect a concussion? And if it does happen, what should the parent do and how should they consult with both the child and the coach?
Yeah, there was actually in the New York State, there's a law called the Concussion Management and Awareness Act. I think all parents should know about that. What that is parents should be given, of course, education with concussion before their child even starts the season or enters into any type of sporting activity. They should be educated on what to look for. And the one thing about this act is that a student should be symptom-free for at least 24 hours before being even put back into the activity again, the sports activity. So, and then they have to have clearance from a medical doctor. So the first thing the parent should do is know that if their child is experiencing any of those symptoms, to seek medical attention right away. Typically, at that point, they're taken out of the sport anyway for at least 24 hours symptom-free, usually longer if the concussion lasts longer, but at least 24 hours symptom-free. And then, again, to to ensure, and the coaches are all getting, with this new law, coaches are getting trained in terms of what concussions are. They're learning a lot about concussions so that they know what to look for, too. So the important thing is to not have that student-athlete go back into the game. Keep them out until they're medically cleared by a doctor to be able to go back in.
Now, how can that's great. The education is great. So how can parents, if they want to, is it online that parents can find out, say they're in down south or in the Midwest, or maybe on the West Coast, how would someone find out, or how would they go to the town hall or inquire with the coaching staff? How would they find out about this education, if it is offered or it's not offered?
Yeah, most of the schools, it should be on the websites of the schools. You could also go to the State Education Department, Department of Health, and you can find out about these specific laws or where to get more education on this. But the school should be providing the parents this information. They should have pamphlets on concussions, what to do, how to assess it, determine if the child does have something, to at least seek medical attention, and then really the protocol for the schools to get them back onto the field again. That's the critical that's the critical point for parents, is you don't want to put that child back on the field too soon, because that's where you could have cumulative concussions, and that's where it can get really dangerous. So it's important for the parent to be aware of what concussion is, and then also be aware of really what the protocol is for their coaches not to be able to put them back on the field until they're cleared.
It's very interesting. You bring up a lot of great points, and it amazes me that a lot of the concussions that are seen in youth athletics are actually in non-contact sports, like the gymnastics and the cheerleading, and even it's higher in girls' soccer. And I was just astounded by that, because of the heading of the ball, but also too, as the two athletes go up in the air and they're trying to head the ball, they collide. It's just amazing. If someone, say one of our listeners right now, is a parent, and their child unfortunately suffers a concussion, what is the first thing they should do? Do they speak with their coach after getting medical help? Do they speak with the coach? How do they talk to the child? And then also, too, it's a three-part question. Should they worry about re-engaging with that sport?
That's a really good question, Jay. The first thing I would say a parent should do is, after they get the medical clearance from the medical restrictions from the physician, they should let the coach know. They should obviously give that letter to the coach. The coach should already know, based on the laws, not to be put that child back into the game, or depending on what the medical doctor says, how long they should stay out for. So that would be the first thing. And then the second thing is to make sure that person does not go back, or that individual or that child does not go back into the game or play that sport if there's any residual symptoms of a concussion. And that's behavioral, cognitive symptoms, physical symptoms, emotional symptoms, and they can get tested for all of that. So we have neuropsychological batteries that we look at in terms of cognitive, and then they can go to a neurologist to make sure the neurological symptoms, there's no neurological residual symptoms. So they do have to seek help in all of these different domains to make sure that they're cleared and that they don't have any residual symptoms of concussion.
It's so interesting, and it is such an important subject for a lot of parents, even like myself and yourself. Any final thoughts for any of our listeners who are parents about concussions?
Yeah, I would say, like you had just said, Jay, you had asked me, should they go back into that sport? One of the most dangerous things to know about concussions is the cumulative sports concussion. So if a child does have a concussion and they're put back too soon, too early, that can lead to permanent disability in terms of head, neurologic disability by 39%. So that statistic's alarming in terms of putting someone back into the field too soon to have a cumulative concussion.
Well, Dr. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. To learn more about concussions in youth athletics, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale, right here at Radio MD. Stay well.